Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Street of the Five Moons by Elizabeth Peters, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt. This book is copyrighted 1978 by Elizabeth Peters. This recording is copyrighted 1994 by Recorded Books. A scrap of paper with a bizarre hieroglyphic found in a dead man's pocket. A reproduction of the Charlemagne talisman. A fake so good it could be mistaken for the real thing. And Vicky Bliss, set loose on the sunbathed streets and the moonlit courtyards of Rome, intends to find out what they mean. And now, Street of the Five Moons.
Chapter 1. I was sitting at my desk, doing my nails, when the door opened and the spy sneaked in. He was wearing one of those trench coats that have pockets and flaps and shoulder straps all over them. The collar was turned up so that it practically met the brim of the hat he'd pulled down over his eyebrows. His right hand was in the coat pocket. The pocket bulged. "Guten Morgen, Herr Professor," I said. "Wie geht's?" "Wie geht's" is not elegant German. It has become an Americanism like chop suey. I speak excellent German, but Herr Professor Dr. Schmidt was amused when I resorted to slang. He has a kooky sense of humor anyhow. Schmidt is my boss at the National Museum, and when he's in his right mind, he's one of the foremost medieval historians in the world. Occasionally, he isn't in what most people would call his right mind. He's a frustrated romantic. What he really wants to be is a musketeer, wearing boots and a sword as long as he is. Or a pirate. Or, as in this case, a spy. He swept his hat off with a flourish and leered at me. It breaks me up to watch Schmidt leer. His face isn't designed for any expression except a broad Father Christmas grin. He keeps trying to raise one eyebrow, but he can't control the muscles, so they both go up, and his blue eyes twinkle, and his mouth puckers up like a cherub's.
"How goes it, babe?"
he inquired, in an accent as thick as Goethe's would have been if he'd spoken English, which he may have done, for all I know. That's not my field. My field is medieval Europe, with a minor in art history. I'm good at it, too. At this point, it is safe to admit that I got my job at the museum in Munich through a certain amount of, well, call it polite pressure. Professor Schmidt and I had met while he was under the influence of one of his secondary personalities, a worldly, sophisticated...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?